I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My name's Jake, and I found a bunch of pornographic magazines inside a dead man's house. Not just any old magazines, Australian softcore pornography from the early 90s. Now, me and my little mate Pete want to invite you to have a look at some pretty rude stuff with us. So hold on to your stiffies, everyone, and welcome to Smut Club 1990. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Smut Club 1990, the only podcast where we peruse 1990s Australiana pornography. My name's Jake Smith. I'm a tiny little child, and I'm in the shed at the back of mum and dad's house with my little mate from a few grades below. I fucking nailed this intro. How are you, Buff? It's Peter James. How
dumb
are you, buddy?
Fucking idiot. Yeah. You're so dumb, and I'm younger than you, and I know you're dumb.
You are significantly younger than me in real life and in character.
In the pretend world. Yeah. No, mate, I'm good. I'm so, we're back in Brisbane. That's mostly the goodness. We're back in Brisbane.
Yeah.
Not, and obviously, love Adelaide. Can't tell you how much we love Adelaide.
Oh, I could. But I could. You can wouldn't take long.
You can't have too much of a good thing. Yeah. We're back home, and we're in our little space, which is our dad's shed.
Yeah, my room.
Doink, 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 doink. Wink, wink. Wink, 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 wink.
I've had a blood test today. I don't handle blood tests well. I've had a lot of sugar.
What were the results of the blood test?
100% blood.
All of it?
All of it.
Congrats.
100%.
Good job.
Yeah. Passed with flying colours.
One colour?
Mainly one.
Yeah. Red.
I'm good, but I'm all pepped up on sugar. And we're going to start with an apology for listeners. You may notice this is a day late. We're meant to release these on Sunday midnight. But fucking Jesus Christ, we've had a lot on. We're doing 4 festivals this year. We love this podcast very dearly, but sometimes we have to prioritise. Yeah. And it just with all the travel. So terribly sorry, but we'll go back to regular schedule. We promise that.
Yeah, we will be. It will be back to normal. And also, 2 weeks ago, it was like, hey, we're going to Adelaide. The guest list we're going to get.
Yeah.
And we did two. it's so busy.
It turns out, being away for 3 weeks at a time working on shows, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's actually, it's really hard to find time to pretend to be a child in that schedule.
Because this Adelaide Fringe was different to any of the others. It's my favourite one.
Yeah.
Because it was like, oh, this is work now. It used to be a fuck around.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And this one's like, oh, you've got to take this fucking seriously if you're going to have any chance of success.
It was fucking flat out. But Christ. We did make a point of getting absolutely ballisticated every evening after the work was done. So don't worry, we aren't not like you anymore. We're still very much men of the people.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Boys of the people. Absolutely. Children. We are childs.
We are children of the people.
I'm childs.
Thank you. Tony. Isn't that a movie with Clive Owen?
I'm childs.
Children of Men.
Oh. Children of Men.
Children of Men. Fantastic little film. I suggest you watch it. Okay. It's a dystopian universe. We'll talk about it later. Anyways, so this week, there's no guest. Shut up.
I'll do a funny voice every now and then.
Oh, yeah. When you do one of your...
Hello, I'm Dave Hughes. Hello, it's Yuzi. I'm Yuzi.
Yuzi? Instead of Hughesy?
I'm Newsy.
Oh, that was awful.
I'm Judith Lucy.
Judith Hughesy.
We'll mix up. All right, so this week, Peter, we're gonna do one here. It's a 4-pager. It's very picture heavy. I've perused it, in which case I've looked at the pictures, I've seen the title. Other than that, I don't know if it's gonna be any good. As always, the Frankie McNair episode is still stuck in my craw. That's annoying. She was brilliant, but fuck, that was a bad episode. That was just a bad article. She was brilliant, but the article, there's no substance. But this one, I'm looking at, and if we can't find some funny in this, then we stop the podcast forever.
Yeah, okay. I haven't seen it even in the slightest.
Yeah, okay.
So would you like to give the big reveal?
Absolutely. This one is called Smooth Operators.
Smooth
Operators.
Would it be hyphenated, like a little hyphen before the T?
Yeah, so the TH in Smooth is a different font entirely.
So the Smoo is very heavy in the title. Operators. Yeah, Smoo, being puss. being muddage. Vagina. Muddage. Being muddage, being vagina. Vagina. Yeah, so, yeah. Okay, we're talking about...
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
Muddage, muddage.
Moyu, Mianu.
So this one has, it says, smooth operators. And it says, it's the non-dangerous way to enjoy nudity.
The non-dangerous
yeah,
way?
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Sorry. This looks like these guys are all blue-collar workers. Inherently danger.
Yeah.
This seems like a very dangerous way to have nudity. Yeah. I don't know about you, but whenever I'm nude, pretty safe.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I've had girls say before, like, I'll show you my breasts, but you have to hold this firework.
I will show you my bottom.
Yep.
But I'm going to need you to stop the bandsaw because that's dangerous way to enjoy this nudity. Okay, here we go. So this one, it has here, and I'll just describe what's going on here. Oh, actually, if you want to tell me what's happening here, I'll give you a look at some of these pictures.
Well, I'm an expert in non-dangerous nudity.
Look at that fucking, yeah, go on. Describe it so I can just criticize the man.
All right. So we've got one of those sort of subhumans here.
That's just a 1990s man. Like, we look different now.
Oh, look. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Never drunk water.
Okay. So, there's a guy. Sorry. Before we get into how they look, I'm just going to say sort of what they're doing. So, there's, you know, the wheelbarrow thing you used to do as kids?
Yep.
Where someone would be the wheelbarrow, you hold the legs and you run forward.
Yep.
It's like that. She's upside down. So, like, in a half, what's that? The ring?
Half yeah, the yeah. ring no, walk. No, The Exorcist. So she, oh, yeah, The Exorcist. You know how she, oh, yes, yes, yes.
She walked. Oh yeah,
the horror movie crawl. Yeah, the back,
horror
yeah.
movie crawl backwards.
Yeah,
but wheelbarrow, so her legs are up, and her punani is pretty much connected to his belly button.
Right.
And she's down totally naked.
I will say, for any wrestling fans, this may be a bit niche, but he's given her one hell of a Walls of Jericho. Is exactly what that is. That
you've not had nudity, dangerous or otherwise, have you? but yeah, so he's holding her. He's got her hands on her buttocks. We're seeing it directly from the front.
Yeah.
And his face, he's just totally...
He's loving it, isn't
he? He's absolutely loving it.
He's in a state of ecstasy. And I would say turgidity, but that's been obscured from our view.
Yeah. And when you say 90s man, this is what got the reaction out of me. You'll see there are two fellas in the back.
Yeah.
Pretty much identical face.
Oh, they're the same person. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're three people, all look exactly the same.
And I'll describe what they look. They look like he's got the face of an earnest... young athlete, maybe a swimmer. He's got a young swimmer face, you know, the kind of...
That's really accurate.
No time has been taken on his little Kmart haircut at all. It's just he lives to swim. In this case, he's got a pretty good physique. He does have a swimmer's build. Wonder if he is. We'll probably learn about
that. He's got a bit of a not quite right Tom Cruise face.
Yeah, Aldi brand Tom Cruise.
Yeah, Aldi Tom Cruise. Or
Dom,
like
Dom Cruise.
Yeah, you know when you open a website on a phone... And it hasn't been adapted to the phone. And bits are like, you can recognize what it is. You can still get to the contact us area. But it's like, oh, you should have put more time into the phone build.
You know, this man at that time would have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. First of all, what's a fucking website?
I think at this moment in his life, I could explain an abacus to him and he still wouldn't be able to comprehend it. Because he's got pussage in his... belly button.
Yeah, he's...
That's you're going to get some wild lint from that.
He's lost. And here, we'll get into the story first, and then we'll describe the other page afterwards. So, smooth operators. It's a non-dangerous way to enjoy nudity. And stories and pictures by John McCann.
James McCann's dad. Former guest of the show, John McCann.
John McCann. It's happened to all of us. I don't reckon it has. It's happened to all of us. You go to a strip show full of love and good intentions... Next thing, before you know it, there's a beaut live smoo wriggling in your face.
Wriggling?
Wriggling.
Oh, wow.
I'd get that down to the old blood test factory. Forgot what they were called. Pathology.
Mate, you are not at the strippers. You're at the dump and that's a worm.
next thing, you somehow accidentally reach out and touch it because it's there.
Yeah.
Whoa. Next thing, you're on the pavement with your head busted in. Well, yeah, because you just
so
did an assault.
You're trying to do a rap.
Here you go. It's happened to all of us. We've
and
had a whoop.
Boy, boy, boy. You got a bouncer coming over saying, hey, don't be raping in here. And you go, I've brought $5 cash
shit
into this strippers. Are you saying I can't do whatever it is I want to do?
Look, I will say, we are... That is awful. An awful thing to write. You know what it's like? And you have to touch it. That's fucking gross. But I'm glad someone's getting their head busted in over it. All right. It says, it makes a man confused. It makes a man confused. Don't be confused, punters. What? Because you can't fucking assault people? Oh, so confusing the law. What? That's a real noodle scratcher, that one. Fucking hell, we've come far as a society. It makes a man confused. Don't be confused, punters. Call Book and Act, the all-new hands-on home-delivered strip show. Oh, cool. So just, they won't say anything.
Oh, so, yeah, okay. So that's what makes it non-dangerous, is it's like, we'll come to your house and you just fucking get grabby.
Yeah, right. So it's
get grabby, boyos. We know what we're in for.
Right, so it's kind of blurring the line, but there seems to be a blur of the line between prostitute. Well, yeah, okay, I understand what's happening. So it's a private show.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're rooting them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if that... Oh, I mean, it's hard to say... From that wheelbarrow photo, it's hard to know if he's got boxers on. Oh, does it have a little bit of boxer down there?
Yeah, he does.
I don't think there... It doesn't seem like a rootin' tootin' sort of activity. It just seems like strippers...
Mm-hmm.
That you can... it's like going to the zoo. No, that's not the right way to say it. But it's like going to the zoo.
Go on. Continue down that lane.
It's like going to the zoo and you can pat the animals.
Sure. On the smoo.
On the smoo. Yeah. It's like being a vet.
Oh, fucking hell. It's not too late to do
and
another
I'm not
article.
Saying, I'm not saying that these women are animals. I'm just saying for the people out there that might not be able to picture what it is I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying it's the enjoyment of the visual plus... the touching. And the only thing that I've touched recently that made me happy was a puppy.
Okay. I'm staying so far
actually,
away from
that. Actually, in a mood. I did touch a mood pretty recently.
Oh,
but
Christ.
I touched a dog more recently.
Okay. You patted it before you went around the back. It takes the strain out of stripping for both punter and performer. The ladies I have working for me have no hanging ups about it, you know, showing it all, said the excellent Book and Act manager, John Hain, short for heinous. they will gladly bury their tits or fanny in someone's face. Then the editor here says, crikey, with several eyes. The other excellent advantage to Book and Act is that they don't bother with any silly dance routines. They just rip their gear straight off and get stuck into it. Okay, I'm pretty sure there's a prostitute. Yeah, they don't even dance.
It is becoming
They just put their genitals on you. Yeah. Okay. Prostitute, I reckon. And good luck to them.
Hey.
Hey, sex workers, real work, and they're very brave. Now, it says here, just before we go over the page, it says on the right here, Blondie prepares to sit on a bloke's face. I think she's pretty much completed.
Now, I'm going to just look at that to verify that, and it would appear that her... Yeah, she's done that.
Yeah, she's absolutely sat on his head.
She's sitting on his head there.
And this next one, it says the caption
in the
is,
way that a lion in a safari would sit on a rock.
Oh, he's trying to dig himself out. It says here below, it says boobs and pubes. And that's a pretty accurate description. And we've got four women with boobs. And if you'll go down to the nether region, you'll sight pubes.
Yeah. And they're all being dacked too. Yeah, they're all which is quite funny.
Not this.
Each of them has a bloke
behind
and
them.
Each bloke is just dacking them.
Yeah.
But they're not like obviously they knew they were going to be dacked because they don't look shocked.
No, Right, and they're having a little.
Not one of them is going like, "Oh fucking hell, Darren! I don't even want to get me pubes out yet."
Oh, hello. What have we spotted down here? What's that on her hands? It's the return of the old 1990s hand lingerie.
Oh, we haven't seen a bit of hand lingerie in a while.
And I'll describe for the listeners, it's just black lacy gloves, but she's got all her bits out. And I will say, look, celebrating real women, these are real physiques.
They're all quite...
imperfect in their own beautiful way, as we are, you know, all God's children.
Yeah, they're all quite... Even the one with the Billy Ray Cyrus haircut's not too bad. And the budget... Uma Thurman there. And you've got some vaguely Latino one that's also gorgeous. She's probably the pick of the litter.
Yeah. Oh, fucking
sorry.
Hell.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean... I'm just having a hard time. And then there's the other one with the lacy gloves.
I think she looks rather like a villain.
Who is quite spooky. Yeah, she looks like she's got Dalmatians in the century figures. I'd say 101.
Yeah. Just over.
Just over a century.
Made it past the nervous 90s.
Yeah, she's got like 1/3 of a Spartan army's worth of Dalmatians.
Plus one more. Plus a spare.
Plus an extra one, just in case you lose one.
Oh, okay. On the next page here, it says, "Oh, do you want to read it out actually?" And then I'll do the pictures for this page. So you read it out from here, Peter. Read out the thing. Try not to cancel yourself like you've almost done so many times.
I just want to have a quick look at the pictures before I read them. Okay, and I'm just going to have a
quick little
look.
Wow! Whoa!
Okay, no, I'll read it now.
There's heaps of pictures. Good stuff.
Just how exciting is that going to be to look at later?
Well, I know. Yeah. I spotted that when I turned the page. Yep. All right.
Okay. Reading now. Good riddance to You Can Leave Your Hat On by Tina Cocker and Private Dancer by Joe Turner and Accidentally Kelly Street by Frenty.
That's very funny. They've mixed up Tina Turner and Joe Cocker.
Oh, is that a joke they've done?
Yeah.
Our ladies are too hot for clubs and pubs. That's why
I've had a look at them, and I celebrate real women, but they belong in the pub, not a club, just the pub.
No, one
not even working there.
Oh, no, one
having
is,
a schooner.
One's quite beautiful, in my opinion.
Okay,
and she's the most heavily featured. That's Tina. Anyway, our ladies are too hot for pubs and clubs. That's why we only stick to venues like bucks parties, work sites, and footy functions. Said John. Mm-hmm. Do you know who else is at the footy functions?
Who?
Gordon Tallis. And he looks like shit. I wouldn't fuck him.
You got a head like a NRL prop.
Nate Miles.
All of our strippers all got cauliflower ears. And when they all got CTE. So that's why they don't do a little dance. They don't have the motor skills left up until your head knocks. All right. Yeah.
So they all used to play for the Cowboys, these chills. Footy functions. There is bad news, but bad news if you live in Perth, Canberra, Darwin, Hobart, Adelaide, Sydney, Melbourne, or nearly anywhere else in the world besides
Queensland.
Bwibbin.
What?
Brisbane.
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 That's weird. I'm going to look up laws around prostitution by state by year. Because I reckon that's the only place that prostitution was legal at the time, because that's what I reckon this is.
Okay, while you're looking, so it says, if you live nearly anywhere in the world
link.
Besides Brisbane.
Mm-hmm.
And then in just full capitals, the next word is Brisbane! Fabled city of hope nestling just below the torrid zone in our time's atlas of the world. I have 12 of the raunchiest strippers in Brisbane who know exactly what men want to see, said John. Doesn't take a rocket scientist.
No.
Can I just say?
I can know what, generally.
Three things we want to see, no particular order. Breasts, fununu, and boom.
I would have fununu.
I just made it up.
Yeah, that's a new one.
Fununu.
Flop your fununu out.
So what have you found about prostitution?
Well, to be honest, it's inconclusive because New South Wales was the first state or territory to decriminalise it. 1979, very progressive, well done. Eight in a row, though. So, and then we
and
came on
board.
And
they're all here.
You know, sex work is still independent. Or like brothels are still not allowed in Western Australia, South Australia, and Tasmania. I found that out when I was down there. That, I don't... It was something to do with... I didn't attend...
You know what you did?
You can do it independently.
I'm thinking now.
What I've done
there. The second Thursday we were there, actually, I remember you going away... And you said, I am off to watch a couple of fringe shows.
And fuck
and
a prostitute.
And then I just remember you coming back crying and you wouldn't talk.
Yeah.
So maybe that was what that was about.
Yeah, because the brothel was closed. Anyway.
So they know exactly what men want to see, said John.
Yep.
Blokes get sick of looking at old boiling hens.
Fucking hell.
Not Colonel Sanders. He just sees a cash. Big dollar sign walking along the street.
He sees buck buck.
Okay. Old boiling hens.
I'll see you later.
Old boiling hens strutting up on stage as it's just boring and monotonous. We accepted John Hines' invitation to join Book and Act as they did a Bucks party. Blondie, Amber, Honey, and Lana. Bracket. Not their real names, readers. Thanks, guys.
Here's my darling daughter, Blondie, with her mud out.
Honey. Honey, darling. told us that doing... Oh, so these girls, not their real names, told us that doing these kinds of private shows paid good bucks. That's Colonel Sanders once again. Yep. And it allowed them to explore the depths of their arousals in their audience. Within moments of arriving, the girls' gear was off. Crotches and bosoms were on blokes' heads.
G'day, love. You just parked that crotch on my noggin. And Gary over there wouldn't mind the buzzers just on the top of his little cranium over there.
Yep. Bit of fun.
That's where I want them. Pop them on my head.
Yeah.
Pop them on my head, love.
Pop your bum hole by my eye. Pop your bum hole by my eye. We never have any problems with things getting out of hand, said John. The ladies are well trained.
Okay. They're well... Okay. That's disgusting.
Oh, sorry. I should have read on. Apologies. Okay. It seems fucked, but it's actually not too bad.
Okay.
Never had any problems. The ladies are well trained and know how to control a crowd if the situation ever looks like becoming volatile. So they know how to say enough's enough.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Yeah. And then they get off them, you know, suck off their head. I'm out of here.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Oh, still though.
It should be... We make sure the boys know that they can't be too rough. But that's it's right. Just going, we know that you are going to be rough and we've told Honey to tell you how to fuck off.
We've given her an 8-week course in jiu-jitsu. Right? So she will be fighting you.
Yep, Joe Rogan and the girls.
Imagine how... Like, this is grim, but imagine... Like, now I... Fuck, I haven't seen a strip show since Schoolies, maybe. Something like that when someone fucking ordered a stripper. It was very funny. But, like, you're not... Like, imagine how crook those... things, but imagine how unsafe and shit that work environment would have been for those fucking poor shields with these grabby fucking idiots wanting bosoms on their head. Oh, yuck. Fucking yuck.
Yeah. Yeah, no good.
No good.
So, and that's all. And this is what it says. And that's all. Thanks for reading, everybody.
Again, I reckon they would have been 12 words short on the word count there.
Book and act, if you say it quickly, it sounds kind of Romanian. Book and act. Kind of funny.
Have they written that?
Yep. Can be phoned on...
Obviously, I'll be phoning them right now.
Yep.
Yes, the number is... Read it out so we can all phone along, listeners.
07356
8655. So, they are short a number because that's before we put the 33 in Brisbane area. So, I'll just add that in there.
The mobile number you have dialed has been disconnected.
Fucking hell. When are we going to... We've just strike out every time. I just want to talk... Actually, I'll Google them. Book
and Act. Readers, Book and Act, it would appear, is no longer operational. Hold unless on. You find something new here.
Here we go. Book and Act, Brisbane. Ooh. Oh, pardon me.
If you just burp into the microphone next time.
Yeah, shut up, cunt. Just the first... First result is legal. Bar Association of Queensland. It's like, man, hey, we've just seen what you Googled. We're just going to give you a link to a lawyer now because if you're like fucking hell, anyone who's just gone in 2022 sat there and gone, book an act. Oh, man, you did something bad in 94, I reckon. Fucking hell.
Would you like to look at the pictures now?
Obviously, I do.
All right.
Thank you. I'll describe them. You idiot. All right. It says Amber's. Oh, you read that bit? Amber's not ashamed of her body, and to be frank, nor are we.
No, I didn't read that, actually.
She's got quite perky tatas.
She's beautiful. Undeniably so.
She's
gorgeous. She's that one as well.
She's got the smoky eye weird thing going on. That's cool.
That one, she's got a smoo on
his
shoulder.
This poor fucking gormless twerp. He's got a blue denim shirt on, blue jeans, like work jeans. He sat there.
He looks like an extra in a musical.
He looks like he's been fucking hit by a baton in the back of the head. He looks like he's been bludgeoned by a fucking rogue riot cop. Caught the wrong fucking place and time. He's got his hands around a 4X gold stubby, good boy, and she is just riding his shoulder, and he is very shyly looking away. He looks like he's also just hit puberty, but he's a grown man. He's got pimple face. Now, up here, I will describe for the listeners here, there's Honey, who seems to be your favourite one, and she
is... Are you saying your favourite to the Tom Cruise lookalike?
No, to you, Peter, as the firm. And she has... it says, Honey leaves a trail that's worth following up, and maybe this lucky bloke will one day. Reckon he did later that night. So he's lying down.
As there was a transaction.
Yes, that was made between him and her. And he's lying down on his back. He's got the little boxes on, which are very silly. And she is kind of doing a reverse cowgirl style maneuver and has a G-string that is barely covering her...
bit of wrinklage.
Asshole. And Honey and her duster get to work. What a real busy bee. So there's another one where she's tickling the poor lad and he's writhing around, get off me, honey, blah, blah, blah. Stop. I like how they also go at the start. They're like, yeah, no fucking around here. They don't do any fucking dance moves. They just get the gear off. But they will tickle you with the duster for a bit. Really just, you know, fuck around. This is a great one. There's two blokes now holding Honey as she's lay across them. And the bloke who's right above her tits is just, look at him. He looks like he's looking at a big juicy steak.
He's halfway through like he's got like a half laugh sort of, so he's going like, and then this guy next to him's just going like,
oh.
He's got his mouth shut.
Yep.
Because he knows that Honey leaves a trail and he doesn't want any of that trail in his gob.
And it says down here, Blondie's unique style of informality. I guess it is pretty informal.
And it's spelt infidelity.
quickly won over the punters at this Brisbane Bucks party.
She's so informal, didn't fucking wear a collared shirt or anything.
Fucking hell. I thought this was part of the furniture. There's one bloke at the back of the room here who... Sorry. I reckon they brought him to get the good park out the front.
Oh, wow.
Have a look at that fella. This gormless twerp at the back. He's all foreign.
Oh, goodness me.
Little goblin
He's
man.
He's got the Pennywise haircut.
Penny dumb. Oh, my word. So this is in Brisbane. I'd love to know where this is. All these guys would probably, well, some of them be dead, but they would be what? They're 30?
Well, fuck, that looks familiar, actually. That backdrop. Fuck, yeah. That wouldn't be Good Chat Comedy Club.
Shut up. No, it's definitely an awful place to have a Bucks party. It looks like a shithole. Yeah, I'm trying to work out by...
And tell me what... is that Honey?
No, it's Blondie.
Blondie. Tell me what Blondie and Tom Hanks are up to.
Oh, fuck. It looks like Tom Hanks got left in the oven. Too long.
You're going to want your Tom Hanks on 180 degrees for 6 minutes in your air fryer, because that's how you get them nice and crispy.
I normally do a fan force Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Well, I
you
like
go
to
too
get
long,
them,
you get a Kevin Costner. It's yeah,
I like to get them just when they start to become cross-eyed. Like
You leave it out in the sun, sun-dry it, Willem Dafoe. Anyways, so you're back with How to Cook Your Celebrity. Blondie sat on this fella, and he's got a tin of gold, and she's just got her her hands are covered in the lingerie gloves.
Yep.
That's about it.
What's the thing here say?
Oh, it says, that's her unique style of informality.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that's very nice. And is there anything over the page? No, that's it. Well, what did you think about that, Peter?
It's very funny. I love how much fun it actually looks like the girls are having, and how terrified all except for the guy from before. Everyone else looks like they're shitting themselves.
Yeah, I know I was earlier. I was like, oh, this is awful. That'd be such pigs. And I can't attest just from the photos, but they look very sheepish about what they've done here. That no one's getting near them. And I also, how fucking mental is it? Like, if I had a stripper come over, which I wouldn't because I'm a God-fearing man. I don't believe in the sins of the flesh. But
Why do you keep raising your eyebrows and winking and
showing you
doing
pictures and show you pictures of the stripper I got the other week?
Yeah.
No, but I was at a Bucks party, so I think it's very piggish now in this day and age. But for fuck's sake, if someone's like, hey, I'm going to take a couple of photos just for my phone, I'd be like, I'm going to smash your phone and throw it in the pool. Put your phone away. In fact, everyone in airplane mode right now. And these guys have gone, hey...
Does anyone have a contact at the picture?
Yeah. Is anyone able to not only take these pictures... But could we develop and publish them? Is that possible? Anyone who knows how to publish?
Does anyone know any hamsters with journalism degrees?
No, this is pre-Darren Hamster. Maybe this is how we got to start.
No, oh, that's him between her legs.
Oh, my word.
That's pre-Fedora.
Fucking hell. He's wearing her like a hat.
Yeah, he's got a big smile.
Oh, jeez. What is that tattoo she's got, by the way?
Oh, I saw that before, but we moved on. It looks like hieroglyphics.
Is that a bucking horse? Sorry, I should watch my language. Is that a horse?
To me, it genuinely looks like Egyptian hieroglyphics. Like it? This, it's doing the walk like an Egyptian thing.
Yeah, but what's around it? It looks...
That's her vagina, mate.
Yeah, wow. How about that? Cool, well, what's the time out? Oh, we can probably finish it there. That's 30 minutes. That's a good length of an episode to see if there's any other quick articles that we could go through. Or you want to wrap it there, buddy?
Mate, I'm happy to wrap it there. I think let's spend 2 minutes telling the good people... not about what we say every week, what we got going on in Brisbane, what we've got going on in Cairns. Before we get into this, I would like to, I wanted to say it at the start, but I got distracted by all the smoo. We had a listener hit us up on the Instagram. I'll keep the name. Let me just see if.
Obscure the name.
It's someone that we've spoken to before. You
Can
know
you show
them.
Me who?
It's, so they've written and said, you should ask the fans the first time they saw / discovered porn.
Oh, yes.
And I said, oh, that's a tremendous idea. You start. You know, like you've brought it up.
Yep.
Surely you've got a story.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So this was a listener's first time that they discovered or saw porn. Mm-hmm. And if you're out there, you know who you are. Thank you for writing in. And if you would like to share your story, if you're a listener of the show, hit us up, SmartClub1990. Tell us the first time you discovered porn, mm-hmm. whether it be print, or a digital, and if it was in a bush, also let us know, because we're growing the tally. Okay, so this is the story.
If anyone wanted to actually make any stats and tally up where, because I can't be bothered doing it, but since we've asked what the bush or nature-related discovery is versus whatever else, I'd love to know the stats.
That would be great. 80%. If there's someone out there that's,
if you're a real fucking loser.
Yeah. So, here's the story. First time they found porn. Female as well, writing in, by the way. Ooh. I think I was 15. My friend and I found a videotape in my parents' room, and we put it on. And I remember there being one of those robotic dildo things on the wall going off in the background. I think they're called egg beaters, but that's all right. and we just laughed at that so much.
Oh, yeah.
So, just a robotic... I'll just check, because I screenshotted that. There might be more to this. But yeah, like a little, it's interesting to have like the mechanical side of things be involved in the first time you see it. Usually it's just like someone doing a root, but to see like, videotape of a robotic dildo thing on the wall, built into the wall.
Oh, in the film that they're watching.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, it wasn't them.
No, I know. Maybe it's one of those, you play along, like a choose your own adventure.
And then one time they were at their friend's house, they were house sitting, my friend was house sitting, and we found homemade porn and a double-ended dildo.
Sick.
Which is pretty sweet. A couple who's, homemade porn from a couple who were friends with my friend's parents, so we were waiting for them to show up on the homemade porn too.
What? So wait, they were at a friend's house and then they found homemade porn of some
Their friend was house sitting. And found some homemade porn to whoever I suppose was
who
the house was. Yeah.
Wow. Oh.
I should have asked more questions.
I wouldn't keep watching. If I found a tape of you doing a route to your missus, mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't watch it. I'd say that's not good. That's private.
If I found a tape of you wanking.
Yep.
I'm watching it all the way through.
Yeah. But what if I was reading someone else?
I'd hold my hand over them. watch you.
Okay. It's out of respect to the other person, but you have no respect for me. You would just watch it the whole way through.
Nah, I'm filth. I'd watch it. I'd watch you both.
Yeah.
But I've always thought about this. Imagine if someone came up to you and said, hey, here's a USB.
Yeah.
It's got everyone you've ever known nude on it.
Yeah.
But you have to look at every single one.
Yeah.
Do you want it? I'd be like, go on.
Everyone I've ever known.
Yeah.
Not in the biblical sense, as in just know people.
Everyone you've ever, like, had a...
interaction with.
Friendship or relationship or right. anything with. Enemy, aunt, friend.
My aunt.
Your aunt.
Grade two teacher. Like,
go on. Go on, then.
But you have to look at all of them.
Yeah.
But that's, like, hundreds of thousands of people. Wait, okay. Not even... so. Okay, let's say a meaningful interaction over 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not that you're not seeing every checkout chick... Or fellow. Fellows can check things out too. Yeah. At Woolies, it's just... okay.
Anyone you got... your whole Facebook friends list.
No, I don't want to see. Okay.
Cool. I reckon I'd take the USB. And you got to stay on each picture for like 10 seconds.
Are they in sexy pose or is it like
they're just standing there like they're at a doctor's appointment.
Okay. Okay. And like, yeah, they're standing like they're about to be deloused. Like they just... yeah.
Like off. They're about to be executed. Mate, I'm taking the USB. I'm mate, like, give us a look.
Honestly, with the way I feel about society, I prefer a picture of everyone I know getting executed. Now that you've said that, I was like, forget the nude thing. Keep the clothes on. Put one mate, in the head.
It's going to happen soon. Shit's kicking off over there.
So good.
But yeah, I think I'm taking that USB, most certainly.
Okay.
But then, yeah, so that's the thing that I got distracted by. But what I would like to close the episode with is not a personal plug for our own shows. Mm. You know what they are, Good Chat Comedy Club, Laughing Art Comedy. But at both of those places, Cairns and Brisbane, go nuts for Kappa.
Yes.
Coming up very, very soon.
Yes.
If you live in Brisbane this Saturday night,
yes.
Is that right? That would be the second. Mm-hmm. 2nd of April, Saturday night, our wonderful mate and former guest of the show, Nick Kappa, unfortunate cancer diagnosis, meaning he's going to miss out on a whole bunch of work. Melbourne just did a fundraiser show for him and showed up in the hundreds, I think, like fucking hundreds and hundreds of people.
They raised in the tens of thousands.
Yeah,
so it really does help the poor cunt because, yeah,
yeah.
It's expensive and he has no income.
So we'd love to fill out the Brisbane and Cairns shows. Cairns is going to be the following night, the April the 3rd,
mm-hmm.
Sunday at Source Brewing. Just go to Laughing Hut Comedy on Facebook. Look it up on Eventbrite. Go nuts for Kappa. Come along. You know, tickets aren't selling crazily fast for the one in Cairns. I don't know how Brisbane is doing.
Brisbane's all right. Brisbane's about half full. So if you live in Brisbane, get on it. You can. It's cheapest chips to buy a ticket. You can buy, I think it's a $15 ticket or a $25 or a $50 ticket if you're feeling generous. So that's the price of a drink and a half. And
but just, fill it out. If you're in Cairns or you're in Brisbane, just come along to the show. It will be a fucking stacked lineup. Like, he is so well liked.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, good comedians are going to be on these shows.
Yeah.
All doing their best stuff just for you. So if you live in Cairns, you live in Brisbane, go nuts for Kappa. Come along to the show. You're not only going to get a great show, but you're going to help a great person who needs us right now. So
yes,
come along.
Absolutely. And we'll be more on time with the upload next week.
Maybe. I'm trying to help my mate with cancer. But
yeah, sorry, mate. Sorry. Sorry, sometimes Mother Teresa's podcast was late. Yeah.
Gandhi.
She hasn't released one in ages.
Gandhi fucking only did one.
Yeah.
And then he gave up.
Yeah. Shit. It's only on Podbean.
Yeah. Jesus had a fucking hissy fit, cancelled his 3 days later.
Don't be sacrilegious.
Huh?
Don't be sacrilegious. Says a man who just finished episode 38 about porn. don't take the Lord's name in vain though, bros.
So do all those things. Tell us how you saw porn for the first time. Come to the Go Nuts for Kappa shows. And stay horny, my friends.
Stay horny. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Hooroo.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.